Ed Sheeran, a Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. What a big show it's been this morning. If you missed anything, catch up via our listener app, LISTNR. Our top today, around 25 degrees for Mackay Whitsunday.
Some of the news overnight, apparently the federal government have got on the chopping block regional road safety funding, which Andrew Wilcox, the member for Dawson, he's up in arms about this, and rightly so.
Right. Well, the amount of accidents we've seen on our roads, not just in the last 12 months, but just in general, like we've just in Mackay Whitsundays, around the country, just terrible. From the Road Accident Action Group, we caught up with one of our good friends, actually, Viv Coleman. She's the chair. She's joining us in our studio this morning. Great to see you, Viv. Great to have you in the studio.
Thanks so much, guys, for having me back. It's been a while since I've been in here. It's looking good.
I think the last time was for the mud trials,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, mud trials. I'm still a part of that, and, you know, very proud of that as well. And
you have so many hats. You're doing lots of things with council and mud trials and RAT. Like, I don't know how you fit it all in.
And Variety. I've got to give that a plug.
Yeah, Variety as well.
Yeah, thanks.
But RAG, it is something that's close to your heart as well.
Absolutely.
And with that news last night that there's, you know, being cuts of, you know, it just seems weird. We're seeing so many accidents on our roads. How many in the last 12 months? We're talking about this off the air.
Yeah, look, there's some pretty staggering statistics in our region, and that is why road safety is so important in getting messages out there and what our organisation is all about at RAG, the Road Accident Action Group. Look, we cover with our statistics and our push out of our campaigns the Mackay region, Whitsunday region, Central Highlands and ISAC, you know, four very, very busy regions. So in these regions, for the last lot of 12-month statistics that were released to us from the police, 25 fatal crashes, 512 injury crashes that were reported, and 266 non-injury crashes. Now, that is only what is actually being reported. You know, the numbers actually could be quite more than that. They could be double for non-injury crashes because, you know, some of those accidents, it's not required that you need to call the police.
Yeah.
So, you know, having those in our backyard, literally, is really, really devastating to hear.
What do you think, I guess we can't really speculate, but we hear a lot on this breakfast show and the amount of years that we've been on this show, that, you know, our roads, the condition of our roads sometimes has something to do with that. Fatigue has a lot to do with that because we have a lot of people who work at the mines. There's a combination of different things that, you know, would probably add up to that. Is that what RAG are looking at as potentially some of those things?
Yeah, Jay, look, RAG looks at a lot of different statistics. We get to our table once a month. We meet at the Resource Centre of Excellence. And at those meetings, we actually have industry bodies come and talk with us.
Yeah.
So we are have a wonderful relationship with the local police, with the fatality and crimes unit as well.
Yeah.
We also have a great relationship with our fireys and also our industry bodies, and having discussions with them about what actually they see on the ground. So we are not an organisation that just listen to, you know, what's in the news and rumours. We really want to get the meat in the sandwich when it comes to rubber on the roads and what is actually affecting us. I personally do about 60,000 kilometres a year on our roads. And not only in my different roles in community, but personally. And at the end of the day, I like to get home safe. I know that I'm also fatigued sometimes, but pulling over on the side of the road, having a walk around and a stretch, it can make the difference between living and seeing your loved ones at the end of the day.
Yeah, but there's not that many, especially around the Bruce Highway, in parts as a go track, there's not that many places where you can actually pull off to the side of the road.
Or safely to do so.
Yeah,
and you know, that's a really huge point. Rest areas, we've advocated with RAG before. You know, there's so many different facets to road safety.
Yep.
You know, drink driving, drug driving, fatigue, wide loads. Like, we've got a wide load campaign that we're rolling out at the moment, and must do a big shout out to our sponsor for that, Glencore. They came on board and we were able to install signs about wide load safety messaging across the region. You know, those signs, we don't want to you know, meticulously preach to those that know what a wide load is. But those people, it reminds them and their families on exactly about what's coming towards them. Mm. You know, fatigue can cause people not to remember what's in their own backyard.
Absolutely.
And also our travellers that are in the region, those thousands of people that are landing here and driving through.
And some people wouldn't be used to seeing those wide loads coming from capital cities or, you know, even Brisbane and Sunshine Coast, Goldie, Cairns and to the north. Like, they may not see those mine trucks on the side of the road being towed. Like, you know, that's a huge thing to see and you wouldn't know what to do.
No, and getting off the road safely.
Yes, correct.
We've actually also just recently had the Caravan and Camping Expo in Mackay, and that was brilliant. Had the opportunity to go and talk to these caravan companies across Australia and say, hey, can you come on board with RAG as a partner and actually put this messaging in your handover kits? Because those brand new caravans that are getting pushed out from all the other different places, you know, they rock up and you don't want to end up as a you know, can of tuna on the side of the road,
exactly,
basically.
Right. Yeah.
Look, we could spend the next few hours talking about the state of the roads and everything else.
It's so important.
But we'll have everything on our Facebook page and the websites. Viv, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's an important thing to do.
We're absolutely looking for volunteers and sponsors to get back on board with us. So that would be brilliant. Thanks, guys.
If you want to get in touch with us through us, you can do that via our Facebook page, and certainly we can point you in the right direction and get in touch with Viv. She's a good friend of ours. Thanks for joining us. Mm. Good to see you again. Hey?
Thanks so much.
Take it easy. All right, our top today, we are looking at 25 degrees for Mackay with Sundays, Jay and Dave for breakfast.